This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. Tonight I want to concentrate on a verse of the Quran wherein in Surah Al-Baqarah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Yes, it is possible that you dislike things, you know. Perhaps you dislike things, but they are good for you. And perhaps you love things, but they are not good for you. For indeed, Allah knows, and you do not know. Subhanallah. My brothers and sisters, when we are faced with choices, or likes and dislikes, or things we want to have, and if Allah has blocked it and we are not having it, or He has taken it away from us, take it in your stride. Thank Allah for that. He has perhaps saved you from something. He knows the future and you don't know the future. If Allah has not given you children, alhamdulillah. If He has given you just boys, alhamdulillah. If He has given you just girls, alhamdulillah. If you've lost your job, alhamdulillah. If you've lost your health or wealth, alhamdulillah. Allah knows, take it in your stride. In the bigger picture that you will one day see, if you were thankful to Allah, you took it in your stride and you showed gratitude and you continued worshipping Allah, praising Him upon all conditions, a day will come when you will know why exactly Allah did what He did, or why what happened actually happened. How many examples do we have in front of us of people who've lost jobs only to be earning much more than they did when they had the job? Now that they've lost the job, they then began to do something else which brought in a lot of income. How many divorces do we know where people have later on gotten married to others whom they were so happy with? Had it not been for the divorce, you would not have gone or reached the person whom you have now married. May Allah grant us all happiness. How many have had no children, but Allah's given them so many other things? How many Allah has protected from? There are people who have things, but they are not necessarily content. Why is it that we find ourselves lacking when it comes to gratitude of Allah? Think about it. When something negative, according to you, happens, it's not necessarily negative in the eyes of Allah. If you're a believer and you firmly believe in Allah and the last day, and you believe and you worship Allah, He will never do something bad for you. عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ فَإِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ لَهُ خَيْرٌ. An amazing hadith of the Prophet ﷺ saying, amazing are the affairs of a believer. When something good happens to a believer, he or she is grateful, showing gratitude, so that's good for him or her. And when something negative befalls a believer, then he or she is patient. They still thank Allah. They take it in their stride. They are not diverted from the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of negativity that came in their direction. Instead, they worship Allah even more. It's better for them, subhanallah. So remember, that hadith actually says, وَلَيْسَ ذَٰلِكَ لِأَحَدٍ إِلَّا لِلْمُؤْمِنِ. This type of favor is for none but a believer. You believe in Allah. This is why they say, when your faith is firm, it helps you through life. When your conviction in the mercy and the goodness of Allah is firm, it helps you through a lot. When you understand the qualities, the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it makes your life a beautiful, beautiful experience of relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Him and Him alone in worship. May Allah make it easy for us. So I thought I'd dedicate a few minutes to let you know, at times, things that seem negative are actually positive. Sometimes you dislike something, but it's good for you. And sometimes you love something, but it's really bad for you. Allah knows, you don't. So by the mercy of Allah, He keeps you away from something. Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyyah rahimahullah mentions in his book Al-Fawaid, he says one of the sicknesses and diseases that are hidden is when a person has a gift of Allah and he doesn't recognize the gift. You have the favor of Allah with you. You have something huge that Allah has bestowed upon you and He has favored you with, and you don't recognize it. And so you start asking Allah to take you out of what is actually a favor in the eyes of Allah because you haven't even recognized it. So he says, من الآفات الخفية العامة أن يكون العبد في نعمة أنعم الله بها عليه واختارها له فيملها ويطلب الانتقال منها إلى ما يزعم لجهله أنه خير له منه. You know, one of the sicknesses that are hidden is that a person Allah has bestowed a favor upon, you know, and a person is in a gift of Allah and he becomes tired of it or she becomes fed up of it and asks Allah to take you out of that favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah through His mercy, imagine what He says, وَرَبُّهُ بِرَحْمَتِهِ لَا يُخْرِجُهُ مِنْ تِلْكَ النِّعْمَةِ. You know, Allah, His Lord, the person's Lord, who is Allah, our Lord, through His mercy does not take that person out of this favor, but the person continues to call out and call out again and again and beg Allah and ask Him. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, okay, I will give my slave what he is asking. And as soon as the slave gets what he asked, he says, oh, I regret. I really regret. I wish I could go back to the favor I was in. I was actually in a favor. I did not recognize it. Now I'm out of it into what I wanted. And what I wanted was not as good as what Allah had chosen for me. So the moral is, when Allah has taken something away from you that you really love, perhaps it's better for you. Who knows? The long term, if your faith in Allah and conviction is powerful, it will definitely be better for you. And sometimes when you dislike something, Allah knows it's better for you. Allah knows it's better for you. Wallahu ya'lamu wa antum la ta'lamun. Allah knows. Allah is all-knowing. And what do you know? What do I know? I don't know the future. I know nothing. Subhanallah. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is allamul ghuyub. He is the knower of the unseen completely. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us to do what is right. May Allah bless us with the right things all the times. May He keep away from us something that is actually not good for us, that we think is good for us. And may He grant us things that are good for us, even if we think they're not good for us. And may He guide us to have full faith and conviction in Him. أقول قولي هذا وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد.